We begin the call this morning with the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well. Conference play off to a tough start for the Dragons. A couple of losses, 78-67 at JMU on Saturday, and then a heartbreaker last night, 75-70 in overtime to Northeastern. Before we talk about your team, kind of give me your analysis of the first two games, especially the one last night.
Well, I think anytime you play a league game, you know it's going to be a battle. And when you go on the road, it's exceptionally difficult to win on the road in any league. And I think the Colonial is no exception, maybe even more difficult, to be honest with you. And had a tough time at James Madison, and they certainly came out and were ready to play and gave us some fits. We turned the ball over too much, but going from 21 turnovers at JMU to, I believe, 13 turnovers last night against Northeastern. We made a lot of progress there, and if we continue to make progress, regardless of the result, we'll put ourselves in a situation to get in the win column.
Talk about how your team has adapted to your style of play and some of the changes that you've put in place.
Yeah, I don't know if that's that's certainly a work in progress, and it has been, and we're 15 games into that, but we're still, believe it or not, we're not even halfway through the season, and I think we're going to continue to evolve, and I've been very proud of our seniors and our upperclassmen who have had to make the biggest adjustment, as well as our freshmen who are playing a lot of minutes. At least two of our freshmen are playing a lot of minutes and going through that process of the physical grind of a Division I basketball season. So I think the guys, most importantly, are very receptive. They've got a great attitude about it, and if they continue to do that, we'll put ourselves in a situation to have success, hopefully sooner than later.
We're here with Drexel head coach Zach Spiker. If you have a question for Coach Spiker this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. You guys, 6-7 during the non-conference portion of the schedule. What did you learn about your team during the first couple of months?
Well, I think we learned a couple of things. First and foremost, when this team has fallen behind in leads, they're down, but they're not out. And a lot of our wins involved coming back and taking leads late in games, especially at Lafayette and at High Point. Those were games that could have gone the other way. And certainly we're down 12 with about 4 minutes to play at Ryder and came back and made that a one possession game before it got away. And I had some resolve in other games as well. So I think we've learned a great deal, and I think our guys have some confidence in their ability to make plays and make shots. And that's all you want from your guys, is you want them to have the right approach every single day, and willingness and excitement to make a play. And We've had those experiences, even in losses. We've made some big plays, and certainly a number of guys stepped up and made some big plays last night, and we want to continue to give them that confidence to make plays offensively and also make plays on the defensive end.
We've got an immediate question for you in queue, if you'll get that for us, Natalie.
Your next question comes from Alex Riley from Wilmington Star News. Your line is open.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hey, Alex. Happy New Year. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. You were kind of touching on that at the very first question when I came in. You talked about the turnovers that your team had in the past two games. Obviously, your next opponent, that's kind of their focus. You know, they that frantic style of defense, that forcing tempo and forcing teams into bad passes. How do you address that with your team? What do you do to prepare for that, given the up-and-down play that you've had to start conference play with turnovers?
Yeah, that's a good question, Alex. I think what we need to do, obviously, is be better with the basketball. Wilmington has had success and has done a terrific job over the last couple of years of playing a style of play that that we may, in fact, hopefully resemble more like that in years to come, in games to come. But right now, we need to be better with the basketball. And, you know, it's a high-risk, high-reward style of play, and Coach Keats has perfected that with his team right now, that there's limited risk and high reward. And when you go against them, you've got to meet every pass, you've got to be aggressive on the catch, and you can't make a 50-50 pass, you can't even make a 25-75 pass. That pass has got to be completed, and you've got to turn and look to attack and hopefully get a great look.
Thank you.
Zach, you talked about some of your veterans, and so important, I guess, for a new coach coming in, that the returning guys kind of buy into what you're doing, and it appears one of your seniors, Rodney Williams, has really bought in, having a tremendous year, averaging almost 17 points and 7 rebounds a game. Talk about what he's meant to the program, not only with his play, but from his leadership so far.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about all three of our upperclassmen, and I would include Muhammad Ba, and Major Candy, and Rodney Williams, but we'll focus on Rodney first. And you know, Rodney is has been a guy that's played one way for 3 years, and we're asking him to do a couple different things, and sometimes that can be tough to do, and people say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but Rodney Williams has been very open and accepting to how we're trying to do things a little differently than he's done the last 3 years, and really been a pleasure to coach, and I think he's improving. And we're continuing to push him to evolve his game and hopefully develop Rodney, not only for the last 2 months of our season, but for the next couple years and opportunities for Rodney to play professionally, whether it's here in the States or overseas. But this is a very talented post player who can score the ball just about any way possible down low on the block, and is evolving and stretching his game from a face-up standpoint to do that. But most importantly, he's got a great attitude. I thought he really showed some great leadership last night in our game against Northeastern, and led our team and had the right approach. And he's leading us in scoring. He's leading us in rebounding. And for us to be successful, we're going to need a consistent effort from Rodney every night. And so far he's given us that, and we'll continue to challenge him in every area of his game. And he's met the challenge. We're very proud of what he's doing. And Momo, as a captain, certainly has been injured and banged up a little bit. And I think most of the league is familiar with Major's challenges and adversity. And those guys are doing a great job setting the tone for our younger guys.
All right, Zach, thanks for joining us this morning, taking time out of your schedule. And look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
All right, thanks, guys. Happy New Year. Good luck to everyone in the next game.
All right.